So in the film, we see that the research has made use of these quite advanced high-tech drones. Could you talk about the drones that were used in this project?
Yeah, so the drones, you could also call them UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. They're fixed-wing drones, so they're not quadcopters. They're about 16-foot wingspan. And these are the type of UAVs that are designed for military. And military who are doing things like delivering blood samples across Africa or resources. And there's a pocket in the head of the drone where you can put, in our case, put science equipment in there. And so we had an engineering company, Latitude L3, design our UAVs for our project. So unlike how they normally do things where people will lease the use of a UAV, they actually engineered them for our purposes, considering the extreme climate, the wind, it's always windy in Kotzebue, and then designed batteries for that temperature, and then also considered the humidity. And then the payloads were engineered and designed at Columbia University. And before we started, we actually brought up a small model of the drone so that the community could kind of get prepared and know what was about to happen in the community.